Zimbabwe, you are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, March 23rd, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about striking doctors in Zimbabwe.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voashona.com, and at www.voandebele.com.
Thanks for joining us once again. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening we are talking about a doctor's strike in Zimbabwe that has paralyzed state hospitals.
Junior doctors in Zimbabwe have been on strike for 23 days, demanding better conditions of service, increased salaries and allowances, and the provision of the necessary equipment in order to properly perform their duties.
The doctors staged a similar strike last year and in previous years. The government once promised to look into their grievances, and the doctors say all this has been in vain.
They are vowing to continue their industrial action until their grievances are met. Health Minister David Parerenyatwa has urged the doctors to go back to work, promising to address their problems when they are performing their duties.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, mfowethu kunjani Jonga?
Ah, ngiyaphila nje, routine.
Ba impile kakhulu.
Ah, ngiphilile.
Yeah.
Eh, lamsa kuya godola, but ya.
Kungcono mja.
Ngcono yeah.
Ya kunjalo mfowethu.
Ndizozo.
Yeah, hey. So ndoti ndizozo mkulu.
Ndizozo mkoma Jonga.
Ah, mkoma Jonga.
Yeah.
Ha. So mkulu na mkoma same thing, eh?
Ah. Ah. Aiwa, unokona ngori mkuru usiri mkoma.
Ah.
Unokona ngori mkuru uri baba mkuru, baba baba mdike vari mkuru kwa uri.
Ah.
Na hapa ndiri mkuru, ndiri mkoma.
Ah, good.
Mkoma Jonga.
Yeah, kunjalo ke Jonga. So was baba mahle, lamhlanje sikhuluma ngokutshengisela kwamadokotela eZimbabwe. Siyakwazi ukuthi sokule amalanga angamachumi amabili nantathu, 23 days betshengisela. So kanye ngazani achisa amateki khona ngale bathi kababuyeli emsebenzini. So ke sifuna ukuzwa ngabo ukuthi bathini ngodaba lolu. Njalo lani lithini esibhedlela nxa lihamba ndikubona kunjani. So sizwa kuthiwa abantu abaningi Jonga batshele ukuthi hambani ngekhaya.
Mm-hmm.
Akula nto abangayenza.
Akuna.
Yeah, so sizwa kuthiwa amadokotela anikwa $1.50 nxa bekucall allowance yabo. Imali yakhona bathi incane bafuna $10
allowance.
Yeah. Kuzobuya ke iholo
imali
yawo. Kuzobuya ke iholo bathi la iphansi. So bafuna imali
ephezulu.
Yeah. So kuzobuya njalo lama equipment bathi uyangena esibhedlela uthole kungalalutho. Ukuthi usebenze akula even oxygen.
Nonzilo lo tenga mshonga kunzo.
Yeah. Kube le oxygen ukuphilisa umuntu. Akulalutho.
Akuna chini.
So dokotela bathi bengeke wasebenza nxa kunjalo.
Ndizozwa.
Kunjalo stove futhi.
Ah ndipapo muri kuzwa zvotaura nemwangu na Gibbs Dube ari kutsanangura kuti dambudziko riri muzvipatara rasvitsa vana chiremba kuti vange vachiramwa mabasa. Ndo ratoda kuti kurukure nhasi taona vachiratidzira mahofisi vashandi vehurumende vachinyunyuta kuti zvino hazvina kuti miri kubudirira tinodzokera kumabasa chete kana magadzirisa nyaya yezvichemo zvemihoro mari dzavanowana pavanenge vachita basa inonzi hands on call allowances vari kuti vari kupiwa $50 pa hour vachiti dai yakwidzwa kuenda pa $10 pa hour tonzwa kuti mari dzemihoro yavanotambira vari kuchemawo zvakare kuti ishoma zvikuru dai mari idzodzo dzakwidzwa kuti dzinge dzichienderana nekurarama kunoita vanhu parinhasi ndo zvichemo zvine vanachiremba ndanzwa Gibbs kuti tina Dr. Mxolisi Ngwenya vanove mutauriri wesangano reZimbabwe Hospital Doctors Association rinomirira vanachiremba vemuzvipatara zvehurumende Dr. Ngwenya tinogamuchirai pachirongwa Dr. Ngwenya, vateerere vangada kutanga, maybe can explain in English to cover both languages, what transpired today and what forced you to take that industrial action?
Alright. Tukuti isusu, mugore rana 2014, we were promised, all doctors were promised that their own call allowance is going to be raised from the current velocity hour. To an overall of $10 per hour. This was signed by the Minister of Health and Health, Dr. David Parreñaco, but this has not yet been done. I feel that we were working under very difficult conditions to say you do not have the necessary materials, for example, gloves. So you have to be handling the patient with your own bare hands. This has led to a rise or, say, an increase in the risk to transmit disease from one person to another or from one person to you, the health worker. We do not have adequate intravenous fluids to cover our patients who come in bleeding, especially in the maternity ward. Furthermore, they are being given expired nevirapine to cover the babies that are exposed to HIV/AIDS. So on the 23rd of January, we wrote to the minister to make him aware of these issues. And the response that we got on the 1st of February was unsatisfactory. We then wrote another letter on the 5th of February to say, Minister, if you do not avail these drugs and this equipment at the hospital, we are not going to be able to treat our patients with the quality of care that they deserve. And the doctors are already disgruntled and tired because of these broken promises that have not yet been fulfilled. The minister was silent from the 21st of from the 5th of February up until now. We were given 21 days notice to act. And then on the 5th of March, doctors said, no, we cannot continue going to work as this is posing a risk to both the patient and the health worker, as well as posing a risk to the families of the health workers. We then came up with a plan to say the only way they can hear us is to engage in an industrial action that is nationwide, that is entered its 23rd day, and up to now, no resolution really has been found.
Dr. Ngwenya, maybe you can explain for us to understand this. Who is the responsible here? The Minister of Health, or the Public Service Commission, or other bodies in the government?
The direct employer of health personnel is the Health Services Board that broke away from the Public Service Commission in 2005. Noting that health is an essential service that has its own needs and peculiarities. So the people who are responsible are the Health Services Board. And if the Health Services Board is not acting, then we report directly to our Minister, Dr. David Parreñaco. So I would say the persons responsible are the Minister of Health and Child Care and the Health Services Board.
Thank you so much, Dube.
Yeah, Baba Ngwenya, sicela ubambe kona boke ucingo. Sibonga ukuthi ukhuluma nje umbiko omncane, just something that you may have interest in. We have been receiving information here that the MDCT is actually dumped Vice President Thokozani Khuphe, Mr. Abednego Pepe, who's the organizing secretary of the party, and actually expelled spokesman Opet Kutu. So these people have been apparently opposing the elevation of Mr. Nelson Chamisa as the MDCT president. So now they're out of the MDC. And Pepe and Kupe have actually been recalled from parliament. So we are yet to see what is taking place, Chonga. Mm-hmm. So, okay, but to Zimbabwe is physically beginner. Ukuthi esiku zuzileyo lapha ukuthi unkosazana Thokozani Kupe kuzobuya umnumzana Abednego Pepe kuzobuya lo mnumzana Obed Kutu kuthiwa ke National Council MDC sokumele bechaye phansi baphume so ke hayi sitheke sibikele khonoko siqhubeka ke lo ngwenya sikhuluma ngabodokotela abatshengiselayo yekunjalo baba
ndisanda ndichapira hangu nerurimi rweshona zvaitika kubato reMDC ndiri kudzwa kuti kune muteereri anonzi vaDaniel Dube makadii vaDube ndiri mupenyu munoda kutaura nerurimi rwipi
ndiri mushona bana
aiwa it's okay tongoda rurimi rwunenge rwakasununguka kwamuri taurai zvenyu
okay, hayi ndine chiringa china problem.
Zvese baba isindevele futi yakuluma ngeyaziva izvozvo.
Munona ndirikubata nyaya mbiri. Nyaya yekutanga ndeyemadhokita nehurumende. Kana ukatarisa kuti madhokita anoregedza achisireka kusvika 3 weeks. Zvino zvazvinotaridza kuti hurumende haina hanya neupenyu hwevanhu nevarwere ende kana ukaitarisa futi nerimwe divi tirikuenda kumaelections vari kuti kune free and fair elections but kana vachitadza kugadzirisa nyaya nemadhokta zvinoita kuti ivo pachezvavo vezanupiefu varize futi manii
varuze maelections. Hello, vaDube. Hello,
vaDube. Hello.
Phone yangu yadzima. Taura henyu.
Okay. Varwere vazhinji tinoziva kuti muZimbabwe varwere vazhinji. Kana akatadza kubatsirwa pane fundo dziri kuti anokwanisa kubatsirwa. Dzimwefunga dzinomudza kuti enda kun'anga. Ende kuti aende kun'anga haana mari kuti aende kun'anga. Ikonomi iri pasi ende hakuna mari even mabhengi mazuvano then from there zvichaita kuti vamwe vafe nestress yekuti anga asingafani kufana iyo stress iyoyo then ndoenda panyaya yanini yeMDCT panyaya yeMDCT zvinoneta pamusana pekuti National Council yeMDCT.
Hello.
Ichita zvagadzira chami. Hello.
Yes. Murumbo ita muchidzima.
Ichita zvagadzira. Okay. Ichita zvagadzira chamisa. Vachamisa vakazama kutaura na Maikupe kuti no, uyatibatane. Anzwisise kuri abvumire zvakaita neNational Council. But iye haasi kuda. And kana ndichizvitarisisa straight, neziso lepolitiki. Iye munhu yeye anenge ane munhu ari kumupfusha kumashure kwake ari kuda kuti kuve nedivision MDC kana kuti tingati anoda kuita divide and rule yekuti kana akaputsa rimwe vamwe vanhu akavatora MDCT vakaenda kwake vanokwanisa kumuvhotera then zvitaro MDCT anokwanisa nealliance yacho zvese anokwanisa kupinda muhurumende. Lati izvozvi zvinhasi kana mukatarisa nhasi panga paine nyaya yekuti ataura iye Kupe achiti arida kujoina maemujuru zvichitaura kuti kumashure zvinorauri maemujuru ndo vangaitoita se ndo vanga vachipusha anga iri nyoka inoruma iri paichifuridzira nezvokuti vanhu vati ndinaikupe but iye aine vanhu vanga vachinda maadvise.
Asi vaDube ndingokupai hangu mubvunzo ndakaita inganzina Gibbs Devil's advocate asi ndisiri hangu devil. Pari kutsemuka bato munoziva sei kuti anofanira kunge aine kodzero yekudzinga mumwe ndeupi ipapo nekuti vese vanenge vachichema kuti akaenzana
panotsemuka bato mukatarisa handisi pane National Council right National Council iyoyo vari kuti iyi ndiyo ine masimba kuti inokwanisa kumisa munhu basa kana kumudzinga kufana ne kana mukatarisa nyaya yemanhingi nyaya yenoizi yakaitika vanga vachiti munhu akaita noizi kana tikamubata tinokwanisa kumudzinga munhingi mupati
Saka kunosara kuine National Council ndo kune masimba.
National Council ndo kune masimba.
Aiwa maita basa wa tuwele gaiti pewa mwe mkana.
Okay,
thank you so much. Gibbs, Mr. Yes. Dube, on the first issue, he said if a strike can go for 3 weeks without the government taking action, it means the government is not caring. This it's not a responsible government, which is not putting the lives of its people first. Then on the second issue, the MDC, he's saying that I think the sacking of Mr. Kupe and Dr. Kupe and these other two gentlemen, it's a positive development for the party, because he feels that when a party splits, wherever the National Council is, that's the main party.
Yeah, so let's go back to the main Dr. topic Ngwenya. Of the day, yes. But before I go to Mr. Ngwenya, let's get to Ubaba Umhlophe. Baba Umhlophe, kunjani?
Sikhona njani?
Siyaphila kakhulu. Amadokotela aselesikhathi 23 days amajumi amabili lantathu bekhalala umsebenzi. Ungathi ngakhona ko?
Ya, lokho kuhlupha ngento nje. So ungakukhangela into zangkhona. Impilo yiyo iqakathekile before singakayenzi. Ngoba nxa kungakala madokotela ukuthi kuthi akulandile, idokotela uyabe iqakathekile. Kuso kufanele ukuthi singakakhulumi konke esiyabe sifanele ukukhuluma, fanele siqakathekise impilo zethu fesi. Ngoba kathesi ungakhangela silanda ema-holiday. I-holiday kulezinto eziningi ezenzakalayo. So nxa kukuthi sesefika ku-holiday thina ngakwi-easter nala, sesefika ku-easter kwampa kungala dokotela ezibhedlela, kuzaba yini emhlabeni kumbe empilweni zabantu nxa kuthi uzafika wena ufike ugula mbe suyenze i-accident mbe suyenzeni sowufika lapho ezibhedlela uthole udokotela abastrikile. Indaba engaqali bekukhangele khonokho kubebona ukuthi vele ama-grievances abo kuyini fesi.
Ye, so nxa sukhangele wena ubona ngazani kumele lulungiswe njani udaba lolu?
Ya, udaba lolu yona kule ministry. I-ministry yakhe ngeyani vele, i-ministry yalolu gatsha vele ngeyani, yona ikhangeleni. Nxa kuthiwa into ngize ngani thuba kubeyikhuluma ngokuthi kube kwakuvunyelwe ngo-2014 if I'm not mistaken. So kwakuvunyelweni kwakuthiwa kuzalungiswa njani. Daba kulandele back to kulandele i-history, ngoba nxa unika asobantwana phela lama amadokotela ukuthi uza kuphathela iswithu kodwa umpromise into ongasozuyeni. Yabo.
Yes, so hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mzala. Ube le mpela vike enhle Baba Umhlophe.
Siyabonga.
Yes, so Baba Umhlophe lapho he's saying that the Minister of Health should actually address some of these grievances. Because he still recalls that there were some promises that were made, you know, previous promises. So why not live up to that?
To those promises.
Yeah, maybe
Maybe Dr. Ngwenya can give us an insight on the government side, what the government has been telling you, why it has failed since 2014 to fulfill some of its promises. Hello, Dr. Ngwenya.
Yes, I was listening here while you were discussing issues that do not concern the SDS.
It was just a breaking news that we got and we just announced it, and there was no way we were going to avoid it because it's a breaking story that we got now. That's why Gibbs announced that there's something that came in as breaking news.
All right, that's okay. We have been engaging in negotiations with the representatives of the government, namely the Health Services Board and the Minister. The problem or the challenge that we have faced the most is that the Health Services Board is not negotiating in good faith, claiming that they are giving doctors $5 per hour and totally ignoring the issue of drugs and medicines and the special equipment in the hospital. Initially, when you ask them, they say that they have raised $22 million for the procurement of drugs and essential medicines in December 2017. But they say that money has been availed. Then where are the drugs, where are the medicines, and where is the equipment? We went on then to the issue of money, which really was not the main issue that triggered the strike, because the main issue was the issue of drugs and medicines, because we were seeing that we were being a risk to ourselves, our patients, and our families. And then when we got to the issue of the money, they then said they are giving people $5 per hour of on call allowance. We calculated to them using the certificate that was in their position, and they showed us, the numbers then showed us that we were actually being paid at the last 50 per hour. So this was a standpoint to say, no, guys, we cannot negotiate in bad faith. We are ignoring other issues, number one, which is drugs and medicines. And then number two, you are blatantly lying about the number of hours that we are doing at work as well as the amount that we are giving. So at that point in time, we reached that stencil. And then that stencil is what is dragged to this issue, to drag up to 23 days of a strike. Mm-hmm. So we are hoping there will come a point in time where they actually realize that they need to negotiate in good faith and address all the issues that they take with us.
Ndiboisa hangu mfunzo ipapo Dr. Ngwenya. Tirikunzwa muri kunyanyo taura ne nyaye on call allowance. Muchitaura kuti mari moda kuti inge ichisvika pa $10 ichibva pa $50 ipapo. Ku mari yemihoro yatingati salary yakasiyana here neiyo yamuri kutaura ye on call kana kuti $1.50 iyo ndo inenge iri pe hour yako ichizoita monthly salary yako.
Aiwa zvakasiyana nekuti monthly salary is $329. Ndoyo andingati ndinowa. On call inoitwa kuti kana ndakushanda husiku hwese nemakuseni ese ndichiedza kuti ndirape varwere vangu vauya pakati pehusiku ndiwanewo kuti ndinoita ndashandira. Because ndinokwanisa kuti ndishande hangu nemwoyo wangu wese, asi kana paine motivation yekuti ndiri kupuwawo kamari kekuti paawa randiri kuita ndiri pabasa ndiri kuhorera awa iroro zvinoitawo nani, sero rudo rwacho rinobva rwawedzera because ndiri kuratidza kuti aiwa vari kuzviona kuti ndiri kushandisa masimba angu nenjere dzangu nemaoko angu kubatsira vanhu pakati pehusiku.
Thank you so much. Ramba yanyi muri parunhare Dr. Ngwenya. Tine mumwe muteereri, tina mukoma Joseph. Makadii mukoma Joseph?
Ndiripo hangu. Makadii mukoma Blessing?
Nhasi mairasa mangoona bhashike mukati Jonga aba bhashike raBlessing. Ndijonga.
Alright, muri sei mukoma Jonga?
Aiwa ndiri mupenyu, ibhashike remuri nzira ndatora, musazomuudza.
Alright,
ndipei nyaya yacho kuti yakamira sei, because muri kunzwa zvichemo zvatiri kuwana pano ana chiremba vari kuti ari kutambira mari inoita $50 pamwedzi ye on call allowance yekunge paita yatingati emergency yavanenge vachiita iye husiku makuseni, then kozoti yawei pamwedzi mari yemuhuro pamwedzi $329. Ndichiremba uyu.
Ndingati kudira nachiremba zvakaoma nekuti basa ravanenge vachiita ibasa guru, ibasa rakaoma chaizvo. Asi isusu sevana veZimbabwe chatinenge tichikumbira ndechekuti dei vana chiremba sezvo vazvo vachinge varamba mabasa vaida kuti vawedzerwe mari, ikodzero yavo kuti varambe basa nekuti basa ravanenge vachiita rinorwadza. Saka semuonero wedisi vana veZimbabwe tinenge tichiti dei vana chiremba varamba mabasa saizvozvo dei vachigonawo kuzoti isisu sevana veZimbabwe kana tichinge tagona kuenda kwavari tine mari yatinenge tichigona kunovapa sekutsvaga maprivate doctors vagone kunotibatsirawo, kunyange hazvo varamba mabasa kudaro, vasaramba mabasa vachigara kudzimba dzavo asi vagone kutibatsirawo isisu kunyange vakaramba mabasa vari kudzivashandiri hurumende, but dei vagonawo vaigona kutibatsirawo isisu vana veZimbabwe tichienda kwavari tinochema tichitaurirana navo vachigona kuwana mari, asi vakaramba basa kuitira kuti hurumende igone kuvawedzera mari nekuti hazvina kukodzera kuti hurumende ivambunyikidze kodzero dzavo, inofanira kuchengetedza kodzero dzavo sana chiremba kuti vagone kuwanawo zvavanoshandirawo nekuda kwekuti iri basa ravo ravakatoendera kuchikoro vakapedza mari dzakawanda vachienda kuchikoro kuti vagokwanisa kurapa mhuri dzeZimbabwe. Saka isi tatinenge tichingochema tichiti vana chiremba varamba mubasa kudaro vagone kubatsira kunyange mhuri yeZimbabwe inenge ichitambudzika kuti vawane rubatsiro.
Ndofunga Dr. Ngwenya vanogona kupindura ipapo. Dr. Ngwenya, manzwa zvataurwa nemuteereri mukoma Joseph.
Ndazvinzwa zvimwe zvachona. Tinoti isusu kumhuri yeZimbabwe, patakatanga strike iyi tanga tine masenior doctors atanga tasiya pabasa kuti abatsirewo varwere vari kunyanya kurwara kuti vaabatsirikane, asi nekuda kwekuti hurumende haina mbotsinzwa ba kubva 23 January kwese ukoo, takazoona kuti hazvibatsire kuti tirambe tiri pabasa nekuti kana vanhu vari kunyanya kurwara vachiatendwa uye zvevati atendwa pasi namishonga yacho ona varingoramba vachingofa saka hazvikubatsira yosaka takazongoti aiwa regai tigare zvedu kumba kuita mishonga yavako kana mishonga yavako vozotaurawo zvemari asi nyaya iri pamusorosoro sai ndeyemishonga nemadhiripiwa saka tatikumbira kuti hurumende ngaimboitawo sirias kunyanya ministry of health nehealth services board vagadzirise nyaya iyi tidzokere kubasa zvikanzi vagadzirisa chero manheru uno panguva inoii taurirana vazvinyora pabepa tinosaina vanogona kuzoona ana chiremba izvezvi vaakubasa
Mukoma Joseph ndofunga manzwa zvataurwa naDr Ngwenya vachitsanangura.
Ndazvinzwa ndinopa vabatsira kuzvakanaka uye ndinoendirana navo. Ezvii pachena kuti hurumende iyo pachezvayo yakonewa kuti ipe mushonga muzvipatara uyezve yakonewa kuti ibhadhare vanachiremba mari dzavanoda. Saka isusu tiri kuchema kuti hapana here imwe nzira ingagona kutorwa nanachiremba yekuti vagone kubatsira vana veZimbabwe zvisiri zvekuti zvine hurumende nekuti hurumende iyo pacho zvavo yafoira kana kuti yatokonewa basa rainofanira kuti iitire vanachiremba pamwe chete nekuisa mushonga muzvipatara. Saka hakunazve imwe nzira here kuti vanachiremba vagone kubatsira vana veZimbabwe.
Ndofunga ndopavambotsanangura kana ndavanzwisisa zvakanaka Dr. Ngwenya. Vachitaura kuti tinogona kunge tiine kuzvipira kutodawo kubatsirai asi kana tikadzokera kuchipatara hakuna mishonga hazvina zvazvinobatsira saka vari kuti hurumende yakaisa mishonga muzvipatara tinogona kudzokera kunoshanda. Thank you so much, Mukoma Joseph. Gibbs, regarding going to be a kind of a material.
There is a caller on the line. Umbongen is Tole.
Okay.
What's in Tatumbongen? Mbongen is Tole, Unjan Baba. Yeah, so I want to go to the hotel Lapa with Woody Batin. But about we are seven zini, who's a room is a wonky occupy. When you want to call us, who's really you call a laboratory pansy. Nga udokotela azuza $329 ngenyanga azuza calling allowance ye $1.50 kuzobuya ukuthi nxa ebamba ama patients kala ma gloves kambe kuya ngaphi sithole konke lokho
Dr. Mangula ngibasoli mina lento abayenza inhle kakhulu ngoba lento ibonisa sethu ukuthi uhulumende kamnangagwa lo vile uyehluleka angeke odokotela babhizisebenza besebenzela into engekho kufanele bahole doktor imali eyi-right ebonakalayo njengabantu abafundileyo kwakapha njengokuthi izimbabwe yonke abantu ngabasebenzi odokotela bona bayisebenzela into engekho hayi mina ngiyabasapota kakhulu abaqhubeke babonisa mpela abantu bonke bezimbabwe ukuthi lo hulumende okhona akanakekeli abantu akabhekeli imisa umuntu osebenzayo ezimbabwe ngoba phela odoktar yibababheka babanze wonke umuntu ezimbabwe okufanele ukuthi ngabe yibo abantu ababhekelwa kakhulu kwezezimali kakhulu ngoba abantu labaahamba abantu phela wonke umuntu uthende bona mabengasebenzisi so phela abantu bayapha so mina ngiyabasapota kakhulu noma ngabe siyithwele nzima abantu besifa ngokungasebenzi kwabodoktar kodwa baleli lungele labo igovernment le kamnangakho wakufuneke babhekelele kakhulu ibheke kakhulu ukuthi odoktar bayenzani ukuthi bakhalala umsebenzi mabengamamelwa abaqhubeke ngekhalala umsebenzi
so bangabele kube kuqhubekela
phambiliale NDC i-NDC chamisa isebenze kahle kakhulu sikhathele ngabantu abangafuni ukusebenzela ibandla abaphume bahambe.
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu Sithole ngakho konke okutshoyo ungathina kusasa
mzaa
sibongele kakhulu. So that is Mbongeni Sithole. He says he supports doctors 100% because they are supposed to be well catered for. The people who went to school to do whatever they did. And at the end of the day, the government is supposed to support them fully, you know. And he says, your life depends on doctors. If the doctors are not there, you're done. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I saw this report that I wanted to read out, and maybe Dr. Ngwenya can help us on the current situation. This came out on Wednesday, that the Zimbabwean government said on Wednesday, it would not pay salaries and allowances to striking junior doctors, taking a hard line in the first big labor dispute President Emmerson Mnangagwa has faced since he took power. And the doctors immediately said they would not be intimidated and would not return until their demands were met. Dr. Ngwenya, has anything changed here, or the government is still standing by its word that it is not going to pay those junior doctors who impact on the industrial action?
Okay, I'll digress from your question a little bit to answer the last caller. The last caller alluded to that the current government is not really worried about healthcare. What we are saying is really this is not an issue that has arisen in the current government. Like I said, it's dating back since 2014 in the previous government. So we are actually basing or hoping that the current government is the government that has shown a certain level of efficacy and they may or are really going to resolve our issues. Then coming back to this question, we are saying these threats we say we are not going to pay themselves are threats, number one, illegal, because the fight that we are at right now is a legal fight. We gave them 21 days of notice. We actually started engaging them on the 23rd of January. And so them saying are not going to pay their charges is actually worsening the situation, because the charges are already erased to say, since we are not going to be paid in April, then why did we go back to work before April? We may as well forfeit that month of April. They may even go back to say we are firing every debtor to try and make them huddle and cuddle for the post and rush to say, I'm going back to work because I want to be paid. But really, that is going to worsen the situation, because if you check all the doctors and they are actually knowing that they are not getting paid already, then it even worsens the situation. So we would like to say we are not scared of any threat. If the threats are valid, let the threat buy the medication, let the threat pay the doctors, and let the threat see the family.
Yes, kodwa siyabona ke dokotela ukuthi nxa bengasoze belinike iholo lizaphila njani pho.
Nxa bengabe besinikile iholo angazi angisakuzonga kakuhle nangichazele.
Ye, nxa bengasoze beliholise baba Ngwenya, awubona ukuthi kuzahlupha abanye benu begcina bebuyela emsebenzini sokutshaya izikolo?
Kuzaba nzima sibili bodwa okwalesi sikhathi sizayala sibambelele sizwe sidinge eminye imisebenzi lapho esingabambelela khona, ngokuhambela imisebenzi lapho yakungenzi khona lutho. Ubukela abantu begula besifa bezivela unikwazi ukuthi umkhuhlane abawugulayo yilowu njalo ufuna lokhu, kodwa kungenxa yokuthi kakula lutho lokumsiza lolu lutho, yinto enzima kakhulu. Kusanjalo nje ukuthi wena uthi uyabuyela emsebenzini wakhona, wena lowo sitsheliwe ukuthi ngenyanga ka-April awusoze ubhadale, kakusizi ngenxa yokuthi usisuyasebenza amalanga angu-31 usebenzela amahhafu.
So lizaqhubeka kuphela vele yifayafaya, eh?
Hayi, siyaqhubeka uhulumende eze ebambe sibili lapho okuqakatheke khona, ngoba kudala simemeza isikhathi sesifikile esokuthi-ke kuqalise sibili ukwenza into ekhanyayo phansi.
So Dr. Ngwenya here is vowing that they're not going back to work because things are really tough, you know. He says, he said that you can see a patient who is very sick and you know the remedy to whatever ailment that patient is suffering from, but you won't be able to do anything because there's no equipment,
no
drugs, all those kind of things. So it hits their hearts, according to him.
Yeah, pakaoma. Dr. Ngwenya, takanzwakuti maka sangana nevatevedzeri vemutungamiri wenyika. Munokwanisa here kutizivisa kuti zvii zvakasungwa ipapo?
Chakaitika ndechekuti vakuru vedu vanonzi maconsulting vakandosangana nevatevedzeri vemutungamiri wenyika. Vadzoka kwatiri vakaudza zvekuzvidiwe isusu vamiriri vevamwe vana chiremba kuti pane zvasungwa ikoko. Tikati aiwa, kana pane chasungwa tinoziva kuti mutungamiriri wenyika kana kuti mutevedzeri wemutungamiriri wenyika munhu anoshanda atineti professionalism. Saka kana zviriko zvasungwa ikoko zvinonyorwa pasi tizvione, nekuti tanga taudza mamembers vedu vatinomirira kuti aiwa, pane zvasungwa zvakamira zvakadai se zvitambine mamembers zvakanyogwa zvacho zviriki, nekuti taane nguva zviigwa zvakasungwa zvisina kugadzirwa. Tangomirirawo kuti kana pane zvakanyorwa tione, tiongorore kuti ndizvo here zvakanyanya kusema nezvazvo, kana zvirizvo tosainyirana pasi todzokera kumba.
Thank you so much, Dr. Ngwenya. Regai timbotora muteereri tozodzoka kwamuri. Tine muteereri Mukoma Brighton. Makadii Mukoma Brighton?
Ah, ndiri pano makati kumajonga.
Aiwa ndiri mpenyu muri kupi?
Ah, ndiri ku Harare.
Muri mu Harare. Aiwa pindai muchirongwa kungoitira tiziyo kuti kana makutsanangura tinowana ka picture kekuti ho vari kutaura kuti pachipatara chepagomo chakavharwa tobva tangoona gomo kuti apo.
No, I know. Ini ndio wanofanya honga wachidogara mchiko nayo akomana ndozvita sei koidzo mari dzakadzoka kaidzinga dzingopuwa kama dokta iyaya ende uye training yavo zvishuwa akomana ava vari kutraina zvakawa marara zvakaite vamwe vakaendesa kusouth africa presidential scholarship asma doctors iwa vari kutraina vari baba vari kutraina wasina kana anything kutanga saka izvozvo ende vari kuenda iwa ne presidential scholarship vari kubva vangoenda zvavo havana kana izvinhu vanotarisa so parliament yedu hapana chimwe chindikachiti hurumende titora maparliamentarians yedu ngatingoivaona kuti vanhu ivava vari kuitei ndochikamu chanani chidakuti nditaurize kuti
saka imimi chamunokurudzira chii kuti parliament iite nekuti kana tingoti haina zvairi kuita zvii zvamunokurudzira imi
isu kana vachiti izvo inonzi power triangle inofanira kunga iri equilateral triangle kwete isosceles yekuti yakawandira kuzia sky arm is not doing its other work. So the other issues and do not but doctors are gonna go chema in the street. Go parliament you know it was even the budget. They can change even the budget doctors. Why can't the parliament do that? Why should they wait for the executive?
Thank you so much, Mkoma Brighton
Maitabas. Yes, not the woman there at the Staura, but there's no you can say woman. I mean it is not a government.
Ndosa katichivati watichivati mutungamiri wenyika kana mutungamiri wehurumende.
Ndo mutungamiri ka. Asi you should be accountable to other people. And those people kana vasinga kubvunze iwewe anongoita kazvaanofunga.
Ndizvozvo.
Our parliament should even go and sit there tomorrow otaura kuti mune mari iyi muipai madoctors. Finish zvapera end of story.
Aiwa ipfungwa yakanaka regai tigonzwa vamwe vateereri naivo pamwe chete Dr. Ngwenya kuti vanotambirawo sei nyaya iyo. Gives Mkoma Brighton is saying
uye zvandaona kuti nditaurirewo Mkoma Jonga training school kwavo kwavanenge vachitraina. I mean government should they can give vari kupa ma presidential scholarship vakomana vari kunoita whatever ma degrees whatever handiziva hangu mangu pane mamwe ma degrees ari bit minor as it is as important as the health sector vakomana vaya vanofanira kunge vachigara iyo paya vamwe vacho vanoita commit every day achitraina futi ari and achibatsira futi iko kuyo. I mean what is government doing about one training? We want everything to be perfect everywhere in the health sector. Ndo zvandofunga ini. And our parliamentarians should be, they are the ones who take every bit of that problem.
Oh, thank you so much, Mkoma. Yes, he's saying that the parliamentarians are to blame because in terms of, say, the budget, they can sit and change the budget and allocate more money to the health sector so that these doctors are covered. And also he's saying that the government also should consider the training these doctors go through. Gave an example of some who get scholarships to go to South Africa, though he's saying that some of those people will be doing minor degrees as compared to medicine. So he's saying the government should also take into consideration all those cases and make sure that doctors are catered for.
And of course, we've been trying to get hold of Dr. David Paranyatwa, and we're told that he's not responding to his calls. We are also trying to reach Dr. Ruth Laporte, the chairperson of the Health Parliamentary Committee. Hopefully, we're going to get them. Ngakayeng dao, mtatu babu mashongani. Ekwen, babu mashongani. Kunjani babu?
Kona.
Ye, akuchutu wena inda wale wibona njani. Ye, ama togote la sele 23 days, mashongani. Benga emsebenzini bathi hayi bantu kulukhulu ukubukela abantu besifa wona ukwazithumela wenzeni kodwa awula equipment awula lutho
ikinga ngithi uyabona ukuthi nabo isikhathi lesa umnangagwa into le angayicabangi uyakhumbula isikhathi lesi bathi bamfakele ijef ukudleni umbonile ukuthi naye ufulayile ugijime kakhulu abona ukuthi ngizofela khona la ubonile ukuthi uphilile iqakathekile yena bona manje sewuyadula uphilile kahle ma ive angagula manje angafly aye khona le for China le manje hey hayi kinga ilapha hey ayilunganga mayiso nje ukuthi abanandaba nomuntu but ngifuna ungena le yokuqothwa kwabanye abantu
yisingakangeni kuyena leyo leyo ngoba lamda i sidebar so khona ukuthi amadokotela abe lokhe ejengisela abantu bezamuke ezibhedlela bengatholi ukulatshwa pho ubona zani kungalungiswa njani kodwa kuna ngombono
into le ngiyibona kuyafana namhlanje kunomunye umuntu engifonela ukuthi usesibhedlela i-side yechiredi esikhombezi athi bathi amaphilisi akuna next akuna lutho lapha esibhedlela manje kuyafana if bangaya khona esibhedlela khona manje so uphumile ukuyela ekhaya because i-medicine ayikho manje ama kunjalo kunzima because angithi ngitshela ukuthi umnangagwa isikhathi bamfakela Jeff yena ubonile ukuthi impilo yethu athi hey ngigibezeni manje ngiyahambe ngifokise manje uphilile manje angeke asayingene uyabona ukuthi hawa
hayi siyakuzwa ye so liyana enye ngiyakunika 15 seconds for ngiphosa elincane ngalena enye ngoba ayisile udaba esingalo lapha.
Okay, uyabona ukuthi into le yenzeke lapha bamoshe kakhulu abathi abaxotshiwe but ngizokufanisela la e-South Africa mina ngihlala la e-South Africa la manje i-ANC ixotshe uJulius Malema last 2016 khona manje se bayakhala bathi lo muntu uxotshiwe kanjani ngoba se siyadliwa izinto azihambi kahle manje lapho bamoshe kakhulu abafuzi abantu abaxotshiwe ephatini manje ma ngisiyela ikomo ngithi ngibonela ikomo zami lapha umuntu akazilisa uya lwaba azibina se uyagula nyana ma ngithi sengiyazifuna so ufikile ukuthi azibine lwaba azibina wena awusafuni nazo ikinga le imosheke kakhulu lapha kusho ukuthi ma ukuthi baxotshiwe nathi siqotshiwe even nginganayo idea khona le nami bangixotshile nami angeke ngikhona wabona ngizokufanisela kufana nabo Washington ungangeke wenze coalition nomuntu kanjalo bazokhomplena uthola ukuthi iwinile bazoxoshwa nawo nabo tender a bit wonke bazoxoshwa bona
hayi ubona ke siyabonga mashongane ungadina kusasa ba
thank you.
Yeah, so on the issue of the health services in Zimbabwe, he says, you know, the authorities don't care about common people. So he gave an example of President Mnangagwa. He says he flew out of the country when he came that he was poisoned while he was attending a Kwanda rally. So he says that's what they do. They fly out of the country whenever they want some anadins and other things. They just go out and get that kind of treatment. That's why, according to him, they're not addressing this kind of basic problem that is affecting doctors.
But you know,
so he says they won't do it.
If I'm to give them an advice, make sure that these people who vote for you have good health so that they can vote for you.
Yeah. Because when somebody's ailing, you can end up putting an X in the wrong box, right?
Yeah, even not going there.
Yeah.
You need someone
hungry.
Yeah, you need someone to carry in a wheelbarrow to take you to the police station.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, yeah, it's really hitting. So in Zoctor's local lapa, this is what is global and going. Yeah, point, good job.
Kona kute ye zantena liashazi alake moye ni.
Ye nkuluma loba ni mzazi.
Nkuluma la mzizi.
Ye akutsho ke mfoyi ukuthi wena nxa usibona udaba ye iradio yakho ungani phezulu kakhulu uyethisi.
Iradio yakho.
Ye yehlise sibili ngoba uyasilimaza indlela.
Okay.
Ngisuwenze njalo.
Sengenze njalo.
Na ubone ke. So udaba lwamadokotela ulibona njani uyehlise futhi. Lokhu izwakala baba, lokhu izwakala. Yeah, ayi sise futhi nga ule sihlobo sakho. Tuzani lawe khona.
Okay.
Ukuthi mangabe umsando kufuna into sebesazi ukuthi hayi imali singenile lelo liqiniso laziwa ngubani nobani kuphela nje thina abantu bangayikithi emathebelele ndisinovalo ngoba vele inkululeko siyizwa nje ngegama kodwa kahle kahle vele into esingakayiboni-ke thina le ebizwa nkululeko sithi kwaba eyithethile nawo siyayihluphekela sise-South Africa kungenjalo sikhululekile kambe ngayini esingabe siyifuna la eMzantsi Afrika.
Ye siyakuzwa pho-ke kulungiswa njani uhlupho lolo?
Eyi as long labantu bempumalanga kuyi babathethiwa njengoba nje besemandleni isizwe sakithi ngapha sicelele kamthakazi kandaba vele sisenkingeni kwakukahle nje ma ngawo kwavunyala leyo nto ukuthi thina siyimele soda ngapha ezamandebele ngoba laphana thina nje lizaba nje kuphela sabantu abahola abalandaba nathi yithi nje uJoshua Nkomo wasiya emnyameni laphana nje wahlanganisa izinto ezingahlangani nje ngala baholi vele thina ngabafikakile nje fana leyo fana nje lobunyono obudobha imvuthuluka ngaphansi kwamatafula nje kahle kahle ayikho nje indaba yethu lapha.
Hayi siyabonga kakhulu ke ngibongisaungathinasasabuzaayi
kahle
so what he's saying is that you know basically he suspects that superior societies
how
because when you die,
then
the better societies get something out of it. So he says,
okay, maybe Dr. Mgwenya will respond to that. Let me just go to a caller. We have Maxwell. Mkoma Maxwell Magadi.
Mkoma Magadi, Nyaguru.
Aywa, ndirumpe, nyumurukufona murugupi.
Gizu andri pa DRC ya pa Kolowezi.
Okay, ikuti say ku DRC.
Aiwa kune kuchemeza hako.
Aiwa zvinofadza. Tiudzewo zvamunofunga pamusoro penyaya yatiri kukurukura nezvayo.
Nyaya inorwadza kwazvo. Kurwadza kwainika ndekuti izvo uswa anorwa nzou uswa ndiwo unoparara unokuwara. Nzou kati kutaura ine hurumende nemana nachiremba. Chokwadi chiri pakati pawaya isati chizivi chinozikana nawo nehurumende nanemadhoctors pakati pandawo nezvechokwadi asi hurumende inove iri kutonga nyika iri kutonga vanhu iverega vanhu vachifa nemhaa yekuti izvo madhoctors madhimanda akakawandisa ndione kuti pakatwasuka ipapo saa hurumende yava netsitsi nekuti izvo irambe iri mpower iyoita kuti vanhu vaendeva kuti vatonge vanhu vava kuda kuti vatonge vararama saka navorega vanhu iva vachiparara nemhaa yekuti izvo madhimanda emadhokita zvakawandisa handione kuti hurumende iri kuziva zvairi kuita
saka tingati here hurumende iri kuita maune kana kuti kutokundikana nokuti Zimunguwa wanengo wa chingo po mwosha kuhurumende ya kanga iripo kuta isisu na mzikuwe takawana iripo zinoti ni mazua 200 kana ashika kana wata 100 jaya tiri mkutonga saka atina vila tatita kwani saunge tshiti
zingadara wazi kuhurumende ngane nejiru hurumende ya kumashuri akutu hurumende ya hape izi ya kata biyawe ni Zimbabwe kuri wakuti izo zakari zakapura katika tarisa wano yu niso vyote ndiwa wakare ni atuwa wana kuchinja ni prezi ndiwa tawe na ye ndiwa mnanga kwa wakunga wari mufti muo previous government uyeje katika tarisa mwoto kwa zakati wa mazishi atipoka na mazishi tunawada wano kosho kura wa makwedi kifunga mwoto kwa rizeze mariyo kungari yaka shandisiro tinga shandisiro zonachiriemba mishuonga wa kudani magrobo kwa sofot kifunga mzaidi ya irayendi ya mbiri
ayu watu note nda shukuru mko mama kiswe chitenda wa zakare nukura mamchiti tsi giramuri ku DRC
nini wanda tenda chwe seme zindi pinzo kwa meto.
Thank you so much Gibbs. That's one of our listeners, Mkoma Maxo, he was calling from DRC. Yeah, he's saying that he thinks that the government is not doing enough, just like all these other callers, except for one caller who said that he suspects that these funeral homes are working with hospitals.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe Dr. Ngwenya can respond to
so,
that.
So, Dr. Ngwenya, two issues here. You had a caller. You know, there are some myths at times that when certain things happen, they happen for a reason. And now this guy is claiming that hospitals are working with burial societies so that the people who die, you know, it's like a belt churning out some material for sale or something like that. So they take those bodies and profit out of it. And then secondly, doctor, do you think the government is going to raise money that you need, knowing that the government is broke, almost broke?
Okay, so the first caller who suspects that hospitals are working hand in hand with what you call funeral
burial societies.
Yes, burial societies.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to say to that caller, what happened is that have they ever seen a burial society entering the hospital? People are given the choice to choose the particular burial society that they want to work with. Just that when a patient comes and they decide, doctors are not aware of the particular company that this individual is into. So how can they then recognize that society to cause the death of the patient? I find it very degrading that certain individuals think that doctors do not value the lives of the general public with esteem. Because if someone passes on, I can rest assure you that someone who went through medical school and with all their ethics has done their very best. And it could have been a case of one, an unavoidable death, and number two, a case of shortage of the particular drugs and the medicine. This is the particular case that has led to that. Then to go on to the second caller. The second caller has said, in particular, government is doing well with treatment, but there is a problem with the level of the means. I would like to continue with the caller to say, at the level of the Ministry of Health and Healthcare and the Health Services Board, what we have realized is that we tabled our issue on the 23rd of January, and today we are on the 3rd. And this is 2 months' time without a proper response. And now they are trying to run around instead of fixing the issues. They are actually trying to achieve the service line of the amount, about the amount that they are getting in the past. So I would say to the first caller, such practice is not expected and would be uncommon of a doctor, and there are really no avenues.
is what actually happened. And to the second caller, yes, we have a problem in our meetings with the health care board because the least they could have done to respond to our people.
And then in terms of the money, is the government going to manage to raise money to pay you? We know that the government doesn't have a lot of money.
We are hoping that the government will go to its coffers, mm-hmm. as well as back to the 2014 promise, to try and raise the little that they can to then uphold the welfare of doctors. Because doctors generally be granted even the quality of service that is going to be given to our people for the tree. In terms of the Abuja declaration, I mean to suppose allocate 15% of the national budget to the health sector. So we're hoping that we're moving towards such a level, 56% of the national budget allocated.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Dr. Ngwenya. Please do stay on the line. We have a caller, Mkoma Amos Chitokwani. Magadi?
Yipo, Magadi.
Ayo, atiruwa penyi. Muru kufona wa muru kupi?
Muru kufona wa tibuza tafuriza.
Ayo, paka naka tipewo kufungwa zenyu nguwa za kutanda nisani.
Shua, kufungwa zangu ziripa mutivo, ya vanatire mba, waifu wanamutivo wa usigo yisuchema, so wabone udabu muti. Wakati kwa nanguwa ya kuti wa cheme chusuchema sababu wa chito huikuwa na udaguti urumendi ya taiva na ayo kari ya iti sana kwa chema chusuchema wana muna ututura mkwa na ukuti ula wana wakisi mwaisa mtirongo.
Saka hapa mwuru? Taurai.
Saka hapa mwuru sinuwa tunuona sikuti kana wachi resa au maproblemu avo wanono kwa kudu wa mkudu wa davira pati ya tunasukuti wa chero shuta kwa davira waka na waka rambaza kango tika madhiyo.
Saka mnufunga uti pane shandu kwa ingawe po ireno utu kona uti chemo isu ndesho kubira kuma 2014.
But kwa suwe tunasukuti kuda shandu kwa inga wani kwa nukuda kutivo kwa wane urumende itwa. Kubva 2014 baya nende yakari saka zvainge zvaita senge zvaitire nei sakwe zvino tinotarisira ushanduko kubvawo gore rakapera kusvika kwe zvino kuti kuda zvingashanduka ende vangakasira kudaviwa
hanzi mhinduro yacho yanonoka
anga vambotishingirire sevanhu vakuru vane vachambotsikatika madziro asi vari kuvarongerawo zvakanaka kuda.
Aiwa, regai tigozonzwawo kuti vamwe vanotichi maita basa zvikuru Mukoma Amos.
Notenda.
Mukoma Amos Chitokwani is calling from South Africa. He says the government should listen to the doctor's grievances, but he hopes that since this is a new government, maybe it will honor these grievances or the demands from the doctors. Unlike the previous government of former President Robert Mugabe, he says that was a different kind of government.
Let's read some of the messages that we have on Facebook. We've got Benford Mafubate, who says, if doctors are given money, what about teachers and other civil servants? A selective review of salaries is never a good idea. It's high time we appreciate that all professionals are the same and very important. And then Liberty Mhlanga says, good evening. Before you do, Liberty Mhlanga. Arnold Teremuka says, all the demands by the doctors are justified. After 5 years of hard work at medical school, no one will feel dignified to be earning a mere $1.50 per hour per pound. Per hour for dispensing medicine. So now, I think, Dr. Ngwenya, you heard this guy, Benford, who says, you know, there shouldn't be some selective application of some kind of salary review. So what is your take on that? Just briefly. Dr. Ngwenya?
That there is a public service commission which looks into the welfare of all the other workers and how services are sold. That is how that was formed in realizing the peculiarities of the health sector. This means that our hospitals are open 24 hours a day, which means doctors and nurses work during the night and other health workers. So they have to be compensated for that.
Thank
Unlike
you.
Other
Thank
members
you.
Who work from 84 and are being compensated accordingly.
Thank you so much. And when your time, our time is up. Thank you so much, sir. Sorry, we're out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guest this evening, Dr. Mxolisi Ngwenya of the Zimbabwe Hospital Doctors Association. Thanks also to all people who are actually listening and viewing us. Signing off is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C., saying, have a lovely, lovely weekend. Bye.
Studio 7.